Hello, GetBook listeners, and welcome to The Hand Sell, a special weekly installment of GetBooked that's all about books we just can't resist shouting about. This is Jen Northington, and today's hand sell is How to Keep House While Drowning by Casey Davis. This is an interesting one because it is sort of new in that it was just recently repackaged and reissued, but also it originally came out a few years back, so it is both front list and back list. And I don't know that I will ever get a chance, as always, to talk about it on the main show, so here we are. We're doing it here. Before we get into why this book is amazing, let's hear from a sponsor.
Today's episode is brought to you by Flatiron Books, publisher of 888 Love and the Divine Burden of Numbers by Abraham Chang. So this is an interesting love story. It's great for fans of Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow and High Fidelity. It's set in the mid-90s at NYU. And it follows young Wang, who has gotten the advice of love through Chinese numerology from his uncle. So he believes that he will have seven great loves in his life. And then he meets Irena in 95. And she's like the best. She's brilliant, charismatic, quick-witted, funny. They fall in love. But the thing is, she's number six. So if he is to have seven great loves, does that mean his time with Irena is going to come to an end? So this is a love letter to Western pop culture, Eastern traditions, and being a first-generation New Yorker. Make sure to check it out. And thanks again to Flatiron Books, publisher of 888 Love and the Divine Burden of Numbers by Abraham Chang, for sponsoring this episode. Today's episode is brought to you by Entangled Publishing's Red Tower Books, publisher of the smash hit Fourth Wing. You'll only cross these blades once in a page-turning new tale of revenge, strategy, and so many lies. Best-selling Red Tower Books is releasing its next irresistible read that will capture your imagination and keep you guessing until the end. Mae Corlin's Five Broken Blades tells an intricate high-stakes tale of five total strangers united in a plot that will test their strength, wits, and courage. Each has their reasons, all have secrets. But while it's easy to betray a stranger, it's not so simple to stab a friend or a lover, okay, in the back. Now these five blades must choose between vengeance and one another. Pick up Five Broken Blades by Mae Corlin for a thrilling, adventurous tale filled with risk, romance, adventure, and oh, so many lies. The relationships in it are complex and nuanced and involve everything from friends to enemies, found and biological family and lovers and more. Thanks again to Entangled Publishing's Red Tower Books, publishers of the smash hit Fourth Wing, for sponsoring this episode.
All right, so this title just only gets more and more relevant. The news cycle is exhausting right now, y'all. There's a lot going on in the world. A lot of it is really hard for a lot of people. And I personally struggle with the state of my living space when I am struggling with things in the outside world or, you know, inside my life. And How to Keep House While Drowning by Casey Davis was recommended to me by Patricia from All of the Books / All the Backlist. Could not have been a more perfect time. And this book is mind-blowing because Casey Davis's sort of central argument in this book is that the ability to keep a clean space is not morally anything. Like, being clean doesn't make you a good person, and not being able to keep things clean doesn't make you a bad person, which I literally did not know how to process for a hot minute. Like, the messaging around tidying, cleaning, keeping a clean house, you know, all of those things is really intense, especially for femmes. And I did not realize how much I had absorbed that. I also have some baggage from my own family of origin around what it means to not clean or to clean. I think a lot of us have that, and it can be compounded by, you know, class, race, gender, sexuality, all of these things. And I did not realize how tangled up I was around what it means to be tidy. Davis is a therapist, and she is looking at how hard it can be to clean things when you have anxiety, fatigue, depression, maybe you are neurodivergent, maybe you just don't have support, maybe you're the only person in your house who wants or needs to keep things clean and nobody else cares or is willing to do anything about it. All of these things impact our ability to deal with our living spaces. And she is so gentle and supportive. She tells her own story about postpartum depression and ADHD. She talks about, you know, posting pictures online of her messy kitchen and the way that people responded and said such negative, shaming things to her about that. And, you know, the way that she has worked to unpack it, both to give herself coping mechanisms, but also to detach the idea that, like, not having done the laundry means you're failing. That, like, not having ever mopped your floors means you're a bad, slothful, gross person. Like, unpacking all of that. And I'm not going to lie, there were moments in this book that, like, made me cry. Like, talking about it, I'm a little teared up again. Because it is a thing that I think a lot of us don't realize how deeply rooted it is in our minds and in our feelings. And Davis is, like, here to help. And it is so practical. She talks about her own, you know, ways that she has evolved to make sure that, you know, things are functional. It's about being functional. So, like, does she have clothes when she needs them? Does she have dishes when she needs them? Do her kids live in a space that, you know, is not going to be damaging to their health? Like, those are the priorities. And she talks about ways that she makes that happen for herself. She talks about techniques that have not worked for her, but that have worked for other people. She breaks it apart into, like there's a chapter on laundry. There's a chapter on dishes. There's, like, what to do when you have this mountain of stuff that you swear one day you're going to donate and then never get around to it. And I will tell you, I have been recommending this book right and left to people in my life who I know struggle with various, you know, reasons why it can be difficult to do these things. And I just feel like we all need this right now. Life is really hard, and there's no reason to be mean to ourselves about whether or not our laundry is done. Like, the important thing is making sure you have what you need. And I love this approach. It is revolutionary for me, and I think it will be revolutionary for a lot of other folks, no matter what you're struggling with, you know? And it is so, it's so compassionate, and it's so thoughtful about, you know, things like disability or chronic illness and, you know, how to get support that you might need and, like, how to incorporate that support into what you can and can't do. How, like, some days are going to be different from other days. I really have been amazed at the impact of thinking about these things as care tasks instead of chores. It seems like a very small shift, but it's making a huge difference to me. And this is the book that I'm going to refer to again and again and again. Like, you're going to want to get a copy of this that you can come back to, because this is my new handbook for dealing with a living space. And I think a lot of folks out there will probably feel the same way. So again, that's How to Keep House While Drowning by Casey Davis. If you need a little more taste of this, Davis's Instagram account, Struggle Care, will get you started. And I think it's really, really amazing and important work that Davis is out here doing, and I super appreciate it. So again, one more time, How to Keep House While Drowning by Casey Davis. Good luck to you all dealing with whatever it is that you are dealing with in your living space. Thank you so much to audio editor Jen Zink, as always. Thanks to you all for listening, as always. If you would like more book recommendations, you can have those, bookriot.com. You can find our other podcasts, including All the Books and All the Backlist, at bookriot.com/listen. You can email us at getbooked@bookriot.com. Maybe you've got feedback. Maybe you've got, you know, a question for the show, whatever. If you would also review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, that would be super awesome. Oh, and you should fill out our listener survey, bookriot.com/listener survey. You could get entered to win a $50 gift card. We would love to hear what you think. And in between shows, you can find me on social media, on Instagram mostly, sort of mostly. I'm taking a little bit of a break from everything, but it's at I am Jen IRL, IAMJENNIRL, or on Tumblr and Twitter as Jen IRL. And we will talk to you next time.